Re. Province launches investigation into Prince George RCMP sexual abuse allegations. Now, finally, these allegations might get serious scrutiny. But there's nothing stopping other cases from getting the same brush-off that stalled these concerns for about 20 years. BC and maybe Quebec remain the only provinces that allow cops to investigate other cops on matters related to sexual misconduct. BC's legislature excluded that responsibility from the Independent Investigations Office when creating the agency 12 years ago. Since then, the IIO has shown a number of problems that can delay decisions for up to 6 years. But those problems can be fixed. The legislature steadfastly refuses to do so, just as it refuses to put cop sexual misconduct allegations under civilian investigation. That's been the case through two provincial governments and numerous all-party legislative committees on policing. Mike Farnworth's recent statement refers to the last committee, which comprised 10 MLAs from three parties and was co-chaired by Peace River North MLA Dan Davies. Yet their April 2022 report makes no concrete recommendations to address the most serious problems facing police accountability in BC. There's lots of trendy jargon and vague blather, but nothing specific. Furthermore, the 10 MLAs refused to put sexual misconduct allegations under civilian investigation. Now, about 20 years late, we have some sort of inquiry. Like the Malas recommendations, however, it will not address the need for civilian investigation. Greg Klein, Nanaimo.